Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, emerging research is highlighting the mental health impact of the defective concrete crisis on children. Planning permission has been granted for a 32-home social housing development at Church Road in Fulcarra. The leader of the Shannon is asked Minister Derek Cleary for an update on the footpath between Downings and Carrigart, and the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are bringing their petition to O'Donnell Park this Sunday during the Donegal and Mayo match. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk at 5:45. Agus an Nuacht, Le Colm Ferter. Emerging research is highlighting the mental health impact of the defective concrete crisis on children. A study conducted by Ulster University is currently under peer review, examining the psychological effects on children living in homes affected by crumbling blocks. Deputy Charles Ward notes that preliminary findings from this study appear consistent with earlier research on adults living in similar conditions, suggesting a broader cross-generational mental health burden. In response to these findings, Deputy Ward recently met with Minister for Children Norma Foley to explore the development of dedicated counselling and trauma support hubs for affected children and families.
I engaged with Norma Foley regarding this issue, and I've engaged with her before regarding this issue, and she understands this. She understands what is coming down the line, but I think that she failed to realise the scale of it. And I explained to her what's going on, and she says, well, there's family resource centres and all. I understand this, but we need a dedicated hub to make sure that children affected living in defective concrete homes can benefit from counselling, not six sessions of counselling. They need to be supported. They need to be helped. And six sessions of counselling will not do that. We need a proper supported hub to make sure that this comes to play, because down the line, this will be generational trauma. We already have people in their 20s and 30s who have been living with defective concrete for years, who are suffering, and they're suffering in silence. But we cannot allow this to continue. We have to support the children and then the adults. We have to make sure that there's proper mental health services in place for people living in defective concrete homes.
And are you confident that support's going to be put in place whenever we see how difficult it is to get the social homes looked after and the scheme in general at the minute, yourself and most people on the ground are saying just isn't up to par?
What I'm saying to them now is recognise the crisis, recognise the humanitarian crisis that it is. These people who are living in defective homes are traumatised. This is the same as people who have been displaced, people who are refugees or people escaping persecution. It's the same sort of trauma.
Planning permission has been granted for a 32-home social housing development at Church Road in Fulcarra. The project includes a mix of 1, 2 and 3-bedroom homes, as well as a 4-bedroom community group house to be managed by the Health Service Executive. The Pat the Cope Gallagher welcomed for the approval for McHugh Brothers, which will build the homes for approved housing body Respond. Councillor Micheál Colin McGilla Asbug also welcomed the development, noting a planned requirement that 85% of the occupants be Irish speakers. The threshold will be reviewed following concerns about meeting that criteria in a closed workshop by elected members. Councillor McGilla Asbug added he was disappointed, however, that the project is not under the control of Donegal County Council.
We'll probably see ground starting breaking around May and June. The sooner we get ground broke, the sooner we can get the houses and the homes built. These houses aren't being built by Corleach Hunda Gunningal. They're built for an AHB Respond. And to be honest with you, as much as I support the likes of family and friends, our local cooperatives being formed, I think it reflects a failure on us as council and also by state, because these are private companies, granted not for profit, but it's taxpayers' money that is building these houses, and then that property then is transferred into the full ownership of these AHBs. What I'd rather see is that we're building as a council directly and then owning the property and meeting the need that's out there.
Your reservations about AHBs notwithstanding, the reality is, though, that the people that would occupy these homes are people that will come from the County Council's waiting list. The ownership of the properties may not be to your personal taste, but at least you do know that it's people from the local area on the housing list are the people that would occupy those buildings.
Yes, and look, it's an area that I put an awful lot of focus on as housing. In my own lifetime, I've experienced an unfortunate situation where I had no home, and I am very passionate at making sure and pushing to deliver the homes that we need. And the community in Fulcara or Gortahoike or Dunfanaghy or that surrounding area that badly needs homes, that need hasn't been met.
The leader of the Seanad is to ask Minister Dara Cleary for an update on the footpath between Downings and Carrigart. The project, which is part funded through the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, received second €500,000 allocation from government back in November with a view towards completing the project. In the Seanad yesterday, Senator Manus Boyle asked the leader to seek a time frame for that to happen.
I wish to raise the issue of the footpath between Carrigart and Downings. I seek an update on its progress. It's a lovely scenic part of Donegal. A lot of visitors visit these two towns. This is a very important piece of infrastructure for the local community. It provides a safe walking route for residents, families, school children and visitors along a busy scenic stretch of road. The development of the footpath has been widely welcomed and has already made a meaningful difference to the safety and accessibility in the area. Could the Minister provide me with an up-to-date on the project and particularly outline a clear timeframe for its completion of the remaining section? It would be great if we could get it done before the tourists start to come in early May, June, and it's a very important piece to get done.
The Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are bringing their petition to O'Donnell Park this Sunday during the Donegal versus Mayo match. They're seeking to have the daily afternoon flight between Donegal and Dublin retained after a contract was signed by government that excludes the link from the schedule. The charity says the connection enables same-day medical travel, which saves lives. As it stands, there's over 15,500 signatures on the petition. A West Donegal councillor has spoken out against the Republic of Ireland's victory against Israel in the UEFA Nations League this year. Ireland were drawn in League B3 alongside Israel, which has sparked controversy over whether the match should go ahead. Councillor Dennis McGee says he would be totally opposed to it.
First of all, FAI should never have been put in this position. This should have been sorted out when Israel violated UEFA zone rules when they played in the occupied territories. They flagrantly do whatever they want. There's not a chance in hell that for me as a soccer supporter could go to that match. And I would say a lot of other people would be the same. You just cannot condone the violence that they have put against the Palestinian people. Now, notwithstanding whatever happened with Hamas, nobody can justify that either. But this collective punishment, we have to stand up. There has to be moral values here. So I would be absolutely, totally against playing Israel.
An initiative to improve the accessibility of nature trails in Inishowen has been launched today. Members of the public can now book walking and cycling experiences across the peninsula on the active Inishowen webpage and get information on how to discover new routes and take part in organised activities throughout the year. Manager of Go Visit Inishowen, Niall McCaughan, has welcomed today's development, saying it's been something for everyone.
Well, there's different parts of the campaign. This is kind of an IDP project under one of their organisations, the North West Community of Development, and they now have they have been developing walks under the Active Inishowen. But now they have launched a separate trails network for the region. So very much for anybody who's interested in hill walking. So is it visitors coming to this fantastic part of Ireland will be able to kind of find the locations from where to start and where to finish at. And the walks too is they kind of have a variety of walks, so they have kind of the low level kind of flatter easier walks, and then they also have maybe the more challenging walks. So really there's something for everyone. We've recognized for a while that hill walking and walking generally is a big thing here in Inishowen and Donegal. So, and we've noticed over the last few months and years that people would come in and looking for kind of trail guides, but also some of them might be interested in heritage or in beaches or in arts and craft or even walking. So with working in partnership with Walsh Ireland, we have been able to produce a number of new guides, printed guides, and those will be available towards the end of March. And what we're also going to do is on our website, as we update it, we're not going to have not only our own guides, but also this great stuff that has been produced from Inishowen Trails, and have this completely on our website.
€747,000 has been spent on emergency repairs to social homes affected by defective concrete in the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District, while 43 affected homes are now vacant. Tara Duggan has more.
Answering questions submitted by Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, officials confirm there are currently 43 social homes vacant in the MD because of the presence of defective concrete blocks. In 29 cases, the tenants were moved due to DCB, while the other 14 properties became vacant for other reasons. In answer to a question regarding the cost to the council, officials confirmed that to date, the council has spent €747,086.03 carrying out essential immediate repairs to affected social housing stock, which is owned by Donegal County Council. They say some of this has been recouped from the department and the remainder is subject to future recoupment once a remediation scheme is in place for social homes affected by defective concrete.
Detectives investigating the report of an incident involving a suspected firearm on the Castle Finn Road in Castle Derg on Sunday last have charged a man to appear before Strabane Magistrates Court on March 12th. The 20-year-old has been charged with the offence of possession of firearms or ammunition in suspicious circumstances. As is usual procedure, the charge will be reviewed by the Public Prosecution Service. It is 5:42 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps are gearing up for their opening game in the 2026 SSE Air Tristity League First Division tonight. Kevin McHugh's side are in the Midlands to face Athlone Town after a busy off-season. Harps signed 6 new players to their senior ranks and held on to many of their exciting young prospects. And former Harps captain Gavin Cullen says it's going to be intriguing to see the starting lineups for this evening's game.
This time of the year, you know, there's always a bit of excitement building, a new season, new players, seeing what other teams are like, you know, and Harps will obviously, you know, they'll be looking forward to it, looking forward to hopefully getting a positive start. In the First Division, as we all know, there's no easy games. Athlone, obviously, last season finished bottom, and they're probably, there was a lot of turmoil within the club, seems to have settled, and new ownership and stuff like that. And I've seen they've brought on a few experienced players like Brendan Clark and stuff that probably will add a bit of stability to their squad as well. So, again, totally unknown as of Harps. You know, Harps have retained 14 or 15 players from last season, but they've also signed 6 or 7 guys that, you know, are new to the league and stuff like that. So, depending on what Kevin goes with, you know, it'll be interesting to see what both teams line out like.
Kickoff is 7:45 and we'll have live updates from Athlone with Kevin Egan. Elsewhere in the First Division, Bray Wanderers host Longford Town, Cove are at home to Wexford, Kerry are in the capital to face UCD, and Cork City, who were relegated from the top tier last year, are at home to Treaty United at Turner's Cross. For a second week in a row, heavy rain has seen the cancellation of games in the Premier Division. St Pat's against Galway United and Shelburne's hosting of Shamrock Rovers have both been postponed due to waterlogged pitches. The pitch at Sullivan and Lamb Park has been given the green light with a new kickoff time of 8 o'clock for Drogheda United against Waterford. At 7:45, Derry City will be hoping to make it 2-1 from 2 when they welcome Dundalk to the Ryan McBride Brandywell. There's action in the Irish League Premiership tonight with Dungannon hosting Cliftonville at 7:45, and cross channel there are 2 fourth round fixtures in the English FA Cup. Chelsea make the trip to Hull City while Wrexham host Ipswich Town. Former Juventus boss Igor Tudor has agreed to become Tottenham Hotspur's interim head coach until the end of the season. The Croatian will take over from the sack Thomas Frank and will be tasked with keeping them in the Premier League. Final details are still to be worked out, but Tudor will take training on Monday. Spurs will look to appoint a permanent manager this summer. Courtney Brosnan has signed a new 2-year contract with Everton's women's team. The Republic of Ireland international, who joined the club in 2021, has made 86 appearances for the Toffees and recorded the most saves in the Women's Super League during the 2024-2025 season. And Michael O'Neill has been appointed Blackburn Rovers manager in a dual role until the end of the season. He'll take charge after tomorrow's game against QPR while still leading Northern Ireland through their World Cup playoffs, starting with Italy in Bergamo next month. Moving on to the world of motorsport, John Armstrong and Shane Byrne are in 8th spot in the World Rally Championship in Sweden this evening. The Fermanagh Donegal duo had difficulty last night after hitting a bank, but have had a solid outing today in their Ford Puma Rally 1. Welshman Elfyn Evans is hanging on to his lead in the rally in his GR Yaris Rally 1, but Takamoto Katsuta, who has Tyrone's Aaron Johnson on the notes, is in 2nd spot and is now just 2.5 seconds off the pace of the leaders. Sami Pajari makes up the rest of the top 3, a further 15 seconds back, while Derry driver Joshua McAuleen is in 9th overall. In rugby, Ireland captain Ciarán Doris is hoping the team can draw a line under last week's defeat to France in the Six Nations. Head coach Andy Farrell has explained that the squad have done a lot of soul searching this week ahead of tomorrow's visit of Italy to the Aviva Stadium. Revenge is on the mind of the under-20s this evening as they take on Italy in the Six Nations at Virgin Media Park. Andrew Brown's side suffered defeat to the Azzurri in the final round of last year's championship, condemning them to the wooden spoon. Kickoff in Cork is at 7:45. In Gaelic games, our feature game this weekend is in round 3 of the National Football League, where it's the meeting of Donegal and Mayo at a sold-out O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Sunday. Both sides share top spot in the standings, having won their opening games to date. And Donegal manager Jim McGuinness says the goals they've set out at the start of the league campaign remain in place.
Mayo are going very, very well. They've a lot of big men themselves. You know, they've 2 midfielders and 1 at 10, 1 at 12 and 1 at 14. There'll be a big, big challenge. We know what's coming and we only have 3 home games. So we'll be trying to focus in on that. But at the same time, our goals before the season begun for the league was try and get as many through them safely as possible, try and develop depth within the squad and give young lads a chance. And, you know, 4 points on the board now does allow more of that to happen. You know, you're looking for 6 to be safe, and we've got 4 after 2 games, so hopefully now we can do that and we can let the rope out gently as we go now and give fellas maybe, you know, a game or a full game or, you know, thereabouts and give them an opportunity to put their hand up.
Oisín Kelly has been getting the Mayo perspective on this weekend's game. Midwest Radio head of sport Michael D. McAndrew says there's always been a great link between the two counties.
I expect definitely to see at least over 3,000 Mayo supporters there in their numbers. And as you know, Oisín, like Mayo and Donegal, there's such a connection there. Like, we have so much in common. There's so much marriages of Donegal and Mayo, so many relations. And Michael Murphy, of course, with his strong Mayo links, and, you know, with Paul Durkin now in the back room of Mayo as well. So, yeah, it's great. There's always a connection. And I know so many, you know, Mayo guards based up in Donegal and vice versa than Donegal guards based down here. So it's great. There's always that connection with Mayo and Donegal.
As always, you can tune into Highland for full live match coverage with Oisín Kelly and Brendan Devaney from 1:30 on Sunday afternoon. And finally, defending champions UL meet Mary Eye tonight in the final of Hurling's Fitzgibbon Cup. The action at Croke Park is underway from 25 minutes to 8. That's all your sport for now, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark Augustinish, and Nuked Lee Colm Ferriter.
Kajima Natasha of Colin Ferriter and Sean in the Priest Guilty. Tajima Ugus Emni Lerihe eg Agriakti Ugus Onadiha Poblis and Ir Hushkert, Major Le Scale of Rishu and Chagton Shaw. Gobilsha Igashtigan Run Umper, Conru Ur, La Hemerald Airlines, and it will Sokriha Ugus Schedule Etchelcha Lassie Her, a Curry Griach, the Valahun and all, Baljaha Clea. A Servish Etchelcha Critica, the Fobblehun and all, O hi of Kurum slanche je. Kena hul an Kurum agus an na servishi slanche ki shin foiled an fobble so honde hanafin. Major Laracha sudras ni giltakta ta buel gume chana her tobushche egin kenya valtakt infrastructure agus ashina an chanter mar ach koniha mar lahar gro agus mar kyon scriba torasurakta komai. Show her Sharton Nigeliga, Fiha Fias Shay, a Gaelskon and Gera Weishri, a Maladin and all, Erinshail, Lagos Fida, me Fiora, Ta and Oka Jaractal, Eg Kolia Honda Gun and all. Fogri Targome, Nakomortish, Aber Latter Shul, Erinshail, Las Fi Fosta, and Arakla, Fida, me Varta, and Araklan Gidor, Jenin and Ela, Ata Araktal, Eganagriot, Moncherus, Kajuru, Halan, Kjol, Afrisha, Ogus Afrisha. Ashtoracta, Poesti Bonskola, Go Bliantul, Sanir Hushkart. August Falsiu Ratchis, Jerunibliana, Fiha Sakuig, and Ye, Ahogan Lergus Achomer, Erkhods the Helamanchi, Snaremchi Bawo, A V, and Ejer Lawa, Eg Forest Negeliga, Lelen Nibliana Shoy Hart, In a mask, tag he yucked the farberhead, the groupy pobble, done the shay kyon agriot gilliga, done the man gilliga, come my loco heart yucked, egg farberch jeshin, the usage to don gilliga, August don fobble, let a hoshin, janter she is her cui kid, Sophia Jontus, a her father's negilliga, or foil the groupy pobble, sub fobble gravy yucked, August an ostiuct and arnil negilliga. Carter san arab, san achumra, gerunabliana, Ober a winyan la planal changa, flock folkloruct, ober hermiocta, scrivenoruct, agus ardu facetta. Shimma hodsha eligulier, slan agus bannock.
Thanks, Colin. Now, looking to weather, first off, a yellow status rain and snow warning has been issued for Donegal and seven other counties from midday tomorrow, and that will be in effect for 12 hours. Meanwhile, the entire country will fall under a yellow alert for low temperature and ice from 9 o'clock tonight. That's staying in place to 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with Met Aran forecasting temperatures as low as minus 3 degrees. Now, for this evening, cold, dry and mostly sunny with highest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And very cold tonight with widespread frost and icy patches. It will be mainly dry tonight apart from the odd wintry shower, and lowest temperatures of 0 to minus 2 degrees in light variable breezes. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. Emerging research is highlighting the mental health impact of the defective concrete crisis on children. A study conducted by Ulster University, currently under peer review, examines the psychological effects on children living in homes affected by crumbling blocks. Deputy Charles Ward notes that preliminary findings from this study appear consistent with earlier research on adults. Planning permission has been granted for a 32-home social housing development at Church Road in Fulcara. The project includes a mix of one, two and three-bedroom homes, as well as a four-bedroom community group home to house to be managed by the Health Service Executive. Pat the Cope Gallagher has welcomed the approval for McHugh Bros, who will build the homes for the approved housing body Respond. The leader of the Seanad is to ask Minister Dara Cleary for an update on the footpath between Downings and Carrigart. The project, which is being part funded by the Outdoor Recreation Infrastructure Scheme, received a second €500,000 allocation from government in November with a view towards completing the project. In the Seanad yesterday, Senator Manus Boyle asked the leader to seek a time frame for that to happen. And finally, the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services are bringing their petition to O'Donnell Park this Sunday for the Donegal Mayo match. They're seeking to have the daily afternoon flight between Donegal and Dublin retained after a contract was signed by government that excludes the link from the schedule. The charity says the connection enables same-day medical travel, which is saving lives. That's all for now from the newsroom. Back with more at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, February the 13th. The death has occurred of Michael Doherty, Carol Rhea, Cairn Donagh. Michael's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Sunday at 10:20 a.m, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Cairn Donagh, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on cairndonaghparish.com. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.